broadcasting around the entire world. From Austin, Texas, via Simplecast, and supported by listeners like you. Bitcoin, billions, stellar, trading, mining, markets, FUD, sharing, forks, millions, bytes, wise. Keeping you up to date on everything crypto. Welcome to Thriller News. Now here is your host, Carl Gonzalez.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls from around the world. Welcome back to another exciting episode of Thriller News. My name is Carl Gonzalez. How's your Sunday going? Mine's great. Today is May 5th, 2019, and there's a lot of news to cover. We're not going to cover Bitfinex. That's going to come out on a Thriller Coin Talk, but we are going to get into today's top stories.
Crypto top stories.
All right, so today's top story is coming from, that's right, JP Morgan. So according to CoinDesk, Microsoft will promote JP Morgan's Chase's Quorum blockchain to the global tech giant's businesses customers, and this was announced on Thursday. Now, per the press release, Quorum will become the first distributed ledger platform available through the Azure blockchain service, enabling JP Morgan and Microsoft customers to build and scale blockchain networks in the cloud. Now, this is big news. As you might not know, a lot of us in the technology industry use Azure and Microsoft for a lot of things. The fact that they're going to provide Quorum as a service for people interested in creating their own nodes or blockchain networks in the cloud, that's pretty big news. Now, Omar Farouk, JP Morgan's global head of blockchain, said in a statement that Quorum has been successful over the 4 years it has been operational with organizations worldwide using the technology. Azure will bring unique strengths to enterprise clients using Quorum. Now, Quorum will be used to support both JPM and Microsoft's blockchain programs, as well as the bank's Interbank Information Network, its internal cryptocurrency, JPM coin, and royalty payment points for the Xbox gaming platform. Through the partnership, both firms will try to address enterprise developer and vendor needs for building on blockchain applications using Azure's cloud servers. This is really big news. I think there's a lot of people out there in the crypto industry that don't realize how much Azure is really used on a day-to-day basis. I use it every day at work, and a lot of other people do so as well. So it becomes this thing where not only are you exposing blockchain as a service and as a potential viable option, you're also leveraging the existing customers that you already have. So when it comes to making decisions on where to go and which way to kind of run the course of the technology stack that you're trying to build out, you're going to choose something that you already are comfortable working in. So it's pretty big. So it's a pretty big piece of news that came out today, and I feel like it's not getting enough attention. Again, this doesn't benefit Bitcoin anyway, and this doesn't benefit other cryptocurrencies anyway, but this does give a lot of validation to our industry, and it also gives technologists in this space more exposure to how blockchains work, and then potentially they look at Bitcoin or Ethereum and they see the light. Anyways, let's get on to our last piece of news. So our last crypto top story is Crypto Winter is giving Bakkt's Bitcoin futures plan a boost. Now, this is according to Jeffrey Speaker of International Exchange, that's right, ICE. He said during a company's Q1 earnings call that the ongoing bear market has been helpful for Bakkt. That's right, you know Bakkt well by now. He says, we've actually been looking at a number of different companies and acquired a company earlier this week that wouldn't have been available to us if the market was really hot. He also said that it's going well now. There were a lot of things that they had to get sorted out with jurisdiction and custody and banks and those issues that, in my mind, need to be resolved before adoption of the asset class. And we've been at the forefront of all this. That's right. He said this on Thursday. Yeah, it's a lot of great crypto news this week. So let's continue with Crypto Rapid Fire.
Crypto Rapid Fire, just in case you missed it.
All right, so today's Crypto Rapid Fire. There's a lot. Let's run through it. So first up, I want to give a rest in peace to Breaker Mag. Earlier this week, the Block reported that Breaker Mag was in shutting down, and they were going to focus on deep dive profiles. And yeah, it sucks because they were a really great website. So shout out to Breaker Mag for, you know, being there throughout this time. And hopefully the team does well on their new venture. Next thing we got, Square Cash. That's right. The Bitcoin sales literally have gone parabolic. On Tuesday, Square released its quarter one of 2019 earnings reports. While the company's shares trading under the Square ticker collapsed by 6% during the after-hours trading session, but it didn't have to wait long before they went back up. And according to their latest report, they sold $65.5 million worth of BTC in the first 3 months of fiscal 2019. Now, that is up from Q4, where they sold $52 million in 2018. But geez, gosh, $65 million. Gosh, that's pretty good. Okay, and next up, we have Satoshi. That's right, we got some Satoshi news. So where in the world is, not Carbon San Diego, but where in the world is Satoshi? So there's a new website, and it promises to unveil Satoshi Nakamoto in 10 days, which has gotten the internet to wonder what is going on. So I'm going to here tell you that the reveal will occur in 10 days' time. This will be when a lot of us are at Consensus in New York. But there's probably nothing more than a PR stunt, because when you actually look into it, you come to find out that this gotsatoshi.com domain was registered in May 2017, and they've been proclaiming Satoshi's unveiling as 10 days away since then. So it's probably likely that the thing will just reset. But I thought it was humorous that this got a lot of people to look. Next up, we have Grayscale. So if you don't know, Grayscale has done really well here recently by having Bitcoin Trust, Bitcoin Cash Trust, Ethereum Classic Trust, Horizon Trust, Litecoin Trust, Stellar Lumens Trust, XRP Trust, and Zcash Trust. They're well invested in, you know, building out this whole digital asset ecosystem. And they just released some amazing commercial on why most people should invest in these digital assets. Check this out.
Why did you invest in gold? Are you living in the past? In a digital world, gold shouldn't weigh down your portfolio. You see where things are going. Digital currencies like Bitcoin are the future. They're secure, borderless, and unlike gold, they actually have utility. Leave the pack behind. It's time to drop gold. Go digital. Go Grayscale.
Yeah, they did a really fantastic job building out this whole viral marketing campaign, and it caught fire, has over 300,000 views. It's doing well. It worked. For what they were trying to accomplish, it worked. Okay, so the very last piece of news is, you know, I've been talking about Facebook and their stablecoin being released for F8. And what do? They don't release anything. They don't talk about crypto. They don't talk about their stablecoin that they're building. They don't talk about anything. They don't even mention the word blockchain the entire F8 conference this past Tuesday. So, of course, within a day, I was complaining, within a day, everybody started talking about how now Facebook are in talks to build an ecosystem for planned stablecoin. And this is according to the Wall Street Journal. So on Thursday, it was reported that the Wall Street Journal, citing people familiar with the matter, said that Facebook has been working for over a year now to launch a stablecoin-based payments platform. The effort, internally called Project Libra, is aimed at development of a cryptocurrency, enabling the firm's billions of users send money to each other, as well as make online purchases. Along with Visa and MasterCard, Facebook has also reportedly talked with financial services firm First Data Corp in order to raise about $1 billion in total as collateral for the stablecoin to buffer it against volatility. The social media giant is also in discussions with e-commerce companies also to raise funds and to gain support and acceptance for the planned stablecoin, according to a report by the Wall Street Journal. At this point, it's good for the ecosystem that Facebook is getting into it, you know, but at this point, I'm not going to pay attention to the news from them anymore until they actually release something. Usually, at least in my short career doing this, when they say people familiar with the matter, that usually means them. Trust me, I've been on the other side of that phone call. It'll happen when it happens. Of course, it'll probably just be another version of, you know, either XRP or Stellar at that point. But that's not inventive other than their social platform that they've already built. I don't see how this will gain any traction amongst people who use the Facebook platform. But then again, I don't use Facebook. Actually, we do. We have a group. But, you know. Okay, with that, let's go ahead and jump into, that's right, Crypto YouTube. Let's do it.
Crypto YouTube, the world of Crypto YouTube, the world of Crypto YouTube, the world of Crypto YouTube.
All right, so this particular YouTube video is not going to be a pleasant one to hear. But I'm going to play it anyway, because there's a couple things I want to talk about. This is from Warren Buffett, the Oracle of Omaha, as they say, back in the old days. Check this out.
2013, we asked you and Charlie Munger what you thought of Bitcoin, and Charlie said it was rat poison. Last year, after it collapsed, you said it was rat poison squared. Now that it's stabilized and coming slightly back, how would you characterize Bitcoin?
Well, I don't know whether you own any Bitcoin, but if there's anybody here that owns a Bitcoin that's done anything except stand there and account, I mean, it doesn't reproduce, you know, it doesn't speak to you, it doesn't do anything. It just sits, it's like a seashell or something. And that is not an investment to me. I mean, it's a gambling device. And people have created a zillion of them naturally. There have been a lot of frauds connected with it, but there's been disappearances. And so there's been a lot lost on it. The Bitcoins haven't produced anything.
But if you bought them low and then you sold them at a couple of thousand, they would arguably have done something. Yeah, well, is it still rat poison?
Well, I'll tear off a button here and we'll call this, we'll have this as a little token. And I'll offer it to you, and I'm going to tout it today in the meeting. So I'll offer it to you for $1,000, and I'll see if I can't get the price to $2,000 by the end of the day. And if I do, you'll make a lot of money. But the button has one use. And it's a very limited use, and it sells for about what it's worth. Bitcoin, it's a very interesting thing. Blockchain is, all my friends that know anything about this, it's very big, but it doesn't need Bitcoin. And J.P. Morgan, of course, came up with their own cryptocurrency.
Are you investing at all in blockchain?
Well, we probably are doing it indirectly through bank, but no, I wouldn't be the person to be a big leader in the blockchain. But Bitcoin is not unique in any way in its ability to work with it. And you can say, well, I can write a check for $1 million. And you can say, my God, that piece of paper is valuable. It isn't the piece of paper that's valuable. It isn't the pen with which I wrote it that's valuable. It's the fact that I've got $1 million deposited someplace. But the fact that something enters into the process that itself has utility, unless it's key to the utility, it's not going to have special value.
It's pretty interesting that a couple points right there. I respect Warren Buffett for what he's done, you know, not only through his like charity work, just providing, you know, great financial advice to a lot of Americans and worldwide investors out there. I think he's fantastic. And it's also noted that he has done some research. He I don't know if you noticed, he said token. I think he mentioned a couple other keywords that I was like, oh, he's starting to understand how this works. And then also, he also touched on Kajiga X and that whole kind of thing when he said somebody was missing. But just to kind of rebut what he's trying to say, ultimately, we know why Bitcoin has value. It's because its value derives from current real uses, you know, money transfers, remittances. I think over the long term, we'll start seeing that the decentralized becomes the more important aspect of it. And of course, it's deflationary and immutable. But ultimately, I think what makes it really, really valuable is that it's worldwide distributed. It's a worldwide platform. It doesn't belong to a single government. Therefore, it's borderless, trustless. But ultimately, right now, it's just an ROI. You know, people have noticed that when it goes severely down, it comes back very high. So it's become an investment to gain more fiat. But I think its bigger use case will come in the future. Let's get on to crypto Twitter. Let's do it.
Crypto Twitter.
Crypto Twitter.
Crypto Twitter.
So probably one of the weirdest things that happened this past week on crypto Twitter was Elon Musk. So he kind of sent out a cryptic message, pun intended on that one, about Ethereum. So he basically just tweeted out the word Ethereum and people went bananas, including myself. I was like, what does this mean? And you know, at the time it was because was it IOTA? I think IOTA had announced IOTA had announced a blockchain kind of I guess they were going to be working together with Jaguar, and that was kind of all the rage last week. And so that same day he just tweeted out Ethereum, and of course everybody went crazy. Vitalik was one of the first person to say, you should come to our DEF CON in October. And then he immediately said, stop giving away free ETH. And then Pomp, of course, said, Elon, you want to come on the podcast to talk about why you're so excited about Bitcoin, Ethereum, and crypto? I know you're busy building two of the most important companies in the world, so I'll fly to you to get it done. He then kind of just, and everybody just kind of chimes in, including myself. It was a magical moment. I think at this point, we're seeing these tech titans, if you would call them, like, you know, Elon Musk tweeting out Ethereum. And then you see, you know, somebody like Jack Dorsey, who's created a couple of different successful companies, you know, be very bullish and, you know, celebrated when it comes to Bitcoin and how much he feels just it's just the future. The internet's money. So yeah, just some really amazing news from crypto Twitter this past week. It almost makes you think that these guys have looked into the technology and they're possibly looking at creating something. I feel like Ethereum is like right up Elon's wheelhouse. He's a technologist, so he understands Ethereum, I would think, at a basic computational level. And it wouldn't surprise me to see, you know, him talking to Vitalik, you know, off somewhere, you know, private conversation. But I do think he's probably looking at Ethereum, especially if IOTA and Jaguar are going to build out some kind of micropayment system for their cars. So that's all I got for crypto Twitter. Let me know what y'all think. Follow us on Twitter. We're at Thriller Podcast. Follow Elon Musk if you want some more Ethereum tweets. And then be sure to say hi. All right. With that, let's get into Coin 360.
Crypto 360 weather report.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, so we're at a current market cap at around 180 billion. And of course, Bitcoin dominance is at 55%. We look at Bitcoin right now, it's currently at 56.88, down 2% on the day. We got Ethereum at $161, down 2%. We got XRP at 29 cents, down 2%. Bitcoin Cash at $285.77, down 2%. We have Litecoin at $73.78, rounding out the top five, down 5%. If we look at our 24-hour change in the positive, we have MadeSafe coin up 4% at 13 cents. We have Holo chain coin at 1/1000th of a tenth of 3.4%. We have Horizon at $9.40, up 2%. We have Knowles at 68 cents, up 2%. And Electronium, gosh, haven't heard that crypto in a long time, at 5/1000/10, up 2% on the day. If we look at our 24-hour change on the red, we have Maximine Coin at 3 cents, down 15%. Digix Dow at $29, down 9%. NEM at 5 cents, down 7%. Cosmos at $4.79, down 6%. And Walton Chain, $1.93, down 5%. Gosh, what a crazy day in the market. Yeah, looks like we are in the red for the day total. And that's all we got for Coin360. With that, let's get on to the end of the show.
Down, roll it, out of my plain Jane, blow dang, whole drink, every day, same thing, cause we just out here trying to maintain, cause we just out here trying to maintain, buzz down, roll it, out of my plain Jane, blow dang, whole drink, every day, same thing, cause we just out here trying to maintain. We all dealing with the same pain. My dogs bleed from the same vein. Don't come around if you can't hang. I'm everything that you lames ain't. A little change can't change me. 20 years with the same gang. 20 years, no off days, no days off, and I maintain. Ballin' crazy with the hang time. Same time, way back before Maybach. I swear I always had the same drive. Hovin' stuck off the mud. Bucks pulled by the landslide. You ain't fly, you on standby. I got something that you can't buy. My older brother called him Ryderman. My little brother had the vitamins. My baby brother, he been spazzing lately. My mama happy, she been laughing lately. First class, two tones. My queen need two thrones. Almost wound up in the group home. Who's this? New phone.
Buzz down, roll it. Out of my plain Jane. Blow dang, whole drink. Every day, same thing.
Cause we just out here trying to maintain. Chain.
Buzz down, roll it, out of my plain Jane, blow dang, whole drink, every day, same thing,
cause we just out here trying to maintain.
Bust down, rollie playing Jamie and Belly XO, same team, same gang. Whoa. Let my nuts and my chain hang. Whoa. And the moose ain't having moose swings. 30 millimeters ain't nothing. Watch out my wrist and my neck bling. Stacking up, counting my blessings. Wedding bands ain't got no wedding. Yeah. I just spent a cool 60 on my wrist. Where? Man, I want 10 plain Jane, wanna be like Ric Flair. Woo. My blood diamonds cost me blood and sweat and tears. Woo. Now my mind and all my stones are crystal clear. Yeah. Fake watch bust, they ain't never busting me. Nope. Every one of my jewelers get paid, they trust in me. Yeah. Took a lean nap, had a dream about a custom piece. I hit up Elliot, said that he gon' get it done for me.
Buzz down, roll it, out of my plain Jane. Blow dang, whole drink, every day, same thing.
Cause we just out here trying to maintain.
Ladies and gentlemen, another Thriller News is Dunsies. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate you. And we're going to be at New York. That's right. Starting on Friday, covering the Ethereal Summit. So if you see Carr there, say hi. That's me. I'll probably be scraggling around talking to people and trying to get some content for our daily podcast. So, yeah, like I always say, buy Bitcoin. Save the world. See you tomorrow.
This is the end of the show. You have been listening to Thriller Podcast with Carr Gonzalez. Remember, Thriller Podcast is not financial advice. Everything Carr said likely won't come true. It is up to you. Now go, do your own research. Listen to other dudes that start their name with crypto, and not car. And remember, buy Bitcoin and save the world. One Satoshi at a time.